futures rebounded Wednesday, especially after the first half of this year. CattleFax expects profitability to increase significantly for cow-calf producers and margin operators through 2024. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 25th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were a few live trades in the Southern Plains, steady with last week at $114 a hundredweight, but too few to trend. Cattle feeders offered 1,145 head, 9 lots, and Central Stockyards weekly fed cattle exchange auction on Wednesday. All of those were from the Southern Plains. Of those, 409 head sold, 250 heifers, and 159 steers for a weighted average price of $114.25. On the other hand, slaughter steers sold steady to $3 lower, with instances of $4 lower at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. There are 534 head of choice 3 to 4 steers, weighing an average of 1,654 pounds, bringing an average of $112.06, which was $2 to $3 lower than cash trade in the region last week. Cattle futures closed higher Wednesday, helped along by sharply higher outside markets, broad commodity support, and recent strength in lean hog futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 91 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.23 higher, from 67 cents higher at the back to $2.15 higher toward the front. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 46 cents higher Wednesday afternoon at $240.75 a hundredweight. Select was 74 cents lower at $229.79. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 7 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 14 to 18 cents higher through Jan of 22, and then mostly 5 to 10 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 650 to 700 pounds sold $2 higher at Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota. Steers weighing more than 750 pounds sold steady, with instances of $3 lower at 800 to 850 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $1 higher, $2 lower at 700 to 750 pounds, $2 higher at 750 to 800 pounds. There are 6,736 head on offer. At Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher, and then steady to $5 higher at weights heavier than 650. Heifers traded steady. There are 5,078 head on offer. Steers traded $5 to $10 higher at 600 pounds and 700 pounds at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there are 4,400 head. Steers weighing 650 pounds sold $3 lower. Heifers weighing 600 pounds and 700 pounds sold $3 to $10 lower. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers sold mostly steady at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. The exception was $1 to $2 higher for heavyweight steers. Feeder heifers sold steady to $2 higher. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves suitable for grass traded $3 to $10 higher. There are 4,325 head on offer across both days. Steer and heifer calves weighing less than 800 pounds sold $4 to $8 higher at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming. Steers and heifers weighing more than 800 pounds sold steady. There are 3,931 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold generally steady at Bloomfield Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,439 head. Steers weighing 700 to 850 pounds sold steady to $5 higher and then firm at heavier weights. Heifers weighing less than 650 pounds sold firm but steady to $7 higher at heavier weights. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday amid another volatile session. Support seemed to center around optimism for the economy picking up steam. Federal Reserve Vice Chair Richard Clarida's dovish remarks to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce also helped quell inflation worries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 424 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 44 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 132 points. Cattle markets continue to underperform beneath the weight of record high beef production since the middle of June. But Randy Block, CattleFacts CEO, expects cattle prices to increase from now through 2024, especially after the first half of this year. Profitability will increase significantly for cow-calf producers and margin operators, he says. CattleFacts shared its market outlook Wednesday as part of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association winter reboot. Part of the price optimism has to do with declining cattle numbers after working through current front-end supplies. CattleFacts projects modest herd liquidation of 200,000 beef cows this year and 350,000 head more next year, due in part to the likelihood of expanding La Nina drought this spring and summer. Leverage will also swing back in producers' favor as packing plant capacity utilization declines, according to Kevin Good, CattleFacts Vice President of Industry Relations and Analysis. At the same time, CattleFacts expects consumer beef demand to continue strong. Block explained domestic consumer beef demand last year was the strongest in more than 30 years, based on the U.S. Consumer Beef Demand Index. That was helped along by consumer incomes being replaced almost entirely by government stimulus. Internationally, CattleFacts expects U.S. beef exports to increase at least 5% this year. In terms of annual average cattle prices for this year, CattleFacts projects an average of $119 a hundredweight for fed steers, $145 for steers at 800 pounds, $170 for steers at 550 pounds, $64 for utility cows, and $1,600 a head for bred cows. There are headwinds, of course. Even before considering the possibilities of expanding drought, Mike Murphy, CattleFacts Vice President of Research and Risk Management Services, said both supply and demand mean feed costs will likely remain elevated into the next crop marketing year. As well, the folks at CattleFacts expect inflation and interest rates to begin rising. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 25th of February. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.